July 7th. You can say that again. Quote, some things are better left not said. Bernard Shaw, news anchor. Here's a story for today. Several years ago, a scientist working with two nomadic tribes noticed that not one of the natives stuttered. Being a scientist, he wondered if this was a coincidence or if it was a characteristic of this particular tribe. His interest and curiosity led him to study other tribes throughout this land. He didn't find a single native who stuttered, so he studied their numerous languages and discovered why they didn't. They didn't have a word or even a synonym for the word stutter. Obviously, if there isn't a word for stutter, it would be impossible for anyone to stutter. Scholars tell us that words paint pictures in our minds. For example, if you read or hear the words fail, can't, or poverty, your mind completes the pictures that have been painted by the world. But if you don't have a word for stutter, the mind cannot visualize or paint a picture of a stutter. The result, no stuttering. I'm convinced you can enhance your self-esteem and change your life by altering your vocabulary. Take the word poor and remove it from your vocabulary. Write, feel, and dream the word prosperity in its place. Scratch the word hate. Don't see it, think it, or say it. Instead, write the word love. Obviously, the list of words to be removed and added is endless, as will be the benefit that follows. Affirmation. I will watch what I say and how I say it. I will watch what I say and how I say it. That is July 7th read. You can say that again. From Dennis Kimbrough's book, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Daily Motivations for African American Success.